Two former WorldCom executives surrendered to the FBI this morning. They were taken in handcuffs to the federal courthouse in Manhattan, where they were arraigned. Scott Sullivan, the former chief financial officer, and the company's former controller, David Myers, were charged with fraud and conspiracy in connection with the multi-billion dollar accounting scandal at the bankrupt company. Federal officials say the two men used improper accounting methods to make the company appear more profitable than it really was. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
From the beginning, Scott Sullivan and David Myers were central figures in the WorldCom scandal, and it was no surprise they were the first company executives to be hauled into court in connection with the case. Deputy Attorney General Larry Thompson suggested the two men bear much of the responsibility for what happened.
Defendant CFO Sullivan and Defendant Controller Myers systematically flouted the rules of accounting and lied outright to investors to perpetuate the false image that WorldCom was succeeding.
According to the criminal complaint against the men, WorldCom's expenses were growing by early 2001, and that threatened its profits and ultimately its stock price. Under pressure to keep Wall Street happy, Myers and Sullivan devised a series of complicated accounting maneuvers. The company had been leasing network capacity from some of its competitors. The leasing costs were supposed to be listed as operating expenses, but beginning in April 2001, the two men instructed employees to transfer the costs to the capital spending accounts in the company's budget. Again, Larry Thompson.
And because they knew that market participants were looking intently at WorldCom's earnings, the defendants, Sullivan and Myers, decided to work backwards, picking the earnings numbers that they knew the analysts expected to see, and then forcing WorldCom's financials to match those numbers.
Over the next year, Sullivan and Myers executed similar transfers four more times, covering up a total of $3.8 billion in expenses. The complaint says the two men concealed what they were doing from the company's external auditors, which included Arthur Andersen. The arrest today came with unusual speed. Thompson himself called the investigation leading to the arrests intense, thorough, and extremely swift. Sullivan's attorney, Irv Nathan, suggested that the government had rushed through the case to score points with voters.
We deeply regret the rush to judgment here and the political overtones of the way this case is being handled.
Nathan said Sullivan looked forward to vigorously defending himself in court. Sullivan has already acknowledged participating in the accounting maneuvers, but has insisted they were legal. Today's complaint did not mention the most important person at WorldCom, former chief executive Bernie Ebbers. Since the scandal was uncovered, there's been considerable speculation about whether Ebbers really understood the complex accounting maneuvers engineered by the two men. Stephen Marr, a former prosecutor of white-collar cases, says the government may be planning to charge Ebbers down the road.
The fact that Mr. Ebbers has not been charged yet and has received enormous sums of money from the company before his departure suggests that he may be an attractive target to the government.
Marr says it's possible the government is hoping to persuade Sullivan and Myers to testify against Ebbers. Although Sullivan worked alongside Ebbers for years and helped him engineer some of the big mergers that the company went through, the two men are known to have had a strained relationship. U.S. officials suggested today that they may make more arrests in the case, but they refused to comment any further. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.